This is Jim Inkster. You are listening to 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge, and our guest is Philippe Petit. He's performed on the high wire more than 80 times around the world. Also practices the arts of magic, street juggling, drawing, and carpentry. He's a fascinating man, and he has written about his amazing life, creativity, the perfect crime, from Philippe Petit. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, tell us about your career as a high wire artist. This is not something most young people say, hey, you know, I want to grow up and I want to be a high wire artist. How did it happen for you?
Well, actually, I don't have a career in the sense that I'm not, you know, planning my next step, and I really live my life. But it is true that the calling of the high wire came quite early in my life. I had the chance, in a way, I was fortunate to not be born in the circus. So in that sense, I learned by myself while walking, and I was not carrying the tradition of the circus. So I am a very different wire walker than the one you find in the world. Talking about creativity, it actually started at a very early age when I learned by myself at age 6 how to do magic, and then juggling at age 14, and then the high wire at age 17. So yes, it's a lifetime of creativity that I'm sharing in my 10th book.
It is creative, no doubt, but also daring. In 1974, 40 years ago, you, of course, had your epic and illegal walk between the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. What prompted that?
Well, again, it was planned, but, you know, it came from the sky. One day, when I was 18 years old in Paris, I saw a newspaper clipping with the photo, not of the towers, they didn't exist at the time, but of an architectural model showing that those towers would be built. And I was just learning by myself to be a wire walker, and I thought, I have to put a wire between those towers. And then 6.5 years later, 6.5 years of dreaming and planning and nightmaring and coming to New York and meeting the towers and sneaking in, I finally managed to bring a ton of equipment at night and rig the wire between the towers, and in the morning walk over the world, you know.
Well, tell us about the dangers that were involved of you perhaps being stopped before you got started in 1974. And, of course, the walk itself was one that very few people would dare to do because of what would happen if something went wrong.
Well, I will surprise a lot of people, and I'm sure yourself, because of your question, that I would not see any danger. I mean, yes, of course, the act of wire walking without any protection, other than trying to, you know, to fly like a bird, seems dangerous to people, or is dangerous by nature. But actually, since I value life immensely, my life and that of the building that I put my wire, and that of the onlookers below, I never take risks and I never endanger my life. So when I step on the wire, it is with a joyful certitude, but not only in my brain, in my soul, but also invading my blood and in my body and bones and flesh. I have this certitude that the last step will be as solid as the first step. Now, of course, in the case of the World Trade Center, there were a few unknowns, such as the weather, the air currents, the vibration and moving of the towers themselves. But I had studied those. I had practiced against strong wind. And I believe at that time, although, of course, it was a dangerous walk, to me, I was not in danger.
How long did it take you?
Well, I was not planning, since I was not like a circus daredevil, I was not planning to just walk across and scream, I did it. So how long it took me? Well, I didn't plan to do the 8 crossings that my friend witnessed. I didn't have a watch. I didn't look at the time passing. I didn't know I spent 45 minutes on the wire. But that's what the onlookers could see. They could see that I performed 8 crossings with, you know, dancing on the wire and laying down on the wire and genuflecting on the wire. And that actually I performed, for quite a long time. It was an impromptu a surprise, certainly, but an impromptu performance. I was improvising a quarter of a mile above the sidewalks of New York.
Is creativity, Philippe, is it often associated with danger?
No, but in my mind, there is a certain edge. One, in my view of creativity and in my experience of it, actually, that's what the book is about. It's a life of creating that I share with the reader. There is a need to be on the edge of your seat, to be on the edge of a void, to intellectually, certainly, to intellectually have a certain edge present, and the rebellion there that I associate with creativity is every day for me to see, because I try to abandon and to stay away from the beaten path, from the conventional way of thinking and creating, and therefore the word rebellion is not too strong.
Discipline is often associated with creativity. You certainly have that in abundance.
Yes, and it is difficult for me to tackle the discipline I need to achieve my project, and yet to be completely open to almost the opposite of discipline, to the fantasy and the chaos and the playfulness. And I welcome this world of contradiction. My life is made of contradiction. My book is actually full of contradictions, and I think that's very inspiring to me and to others, is that it's completely fine to venture in all kind of direction as long as you manage to collect yourself and to progress and to make the impossible happen.
Your book certainly offers a blueprint for creativity, but what advice in a sentence or two would you have for an artist who is trying to stimulate the creative being within?
Well, I try to stay away from giving advice, because, you know, I'm not a guru or a god, or I am a simple craftsman artist who keep learning every day and who keep fighting against all forces. So, but my one of the advice, in a way, what my encouragement will be to people who would ask me that question, would be: surprise yourself. You know, do not live every day in the same exact manner. Wake up in the morning and look at the day like a blank canvas. Everything is possible to draw or paint on that canvas. So put your mind into surprising yourself, and do not live a dull. You will not be able to live a dull life if you surprise yourself every day.
Our guest has been Philippe Petit, the author of 10 books, including To Reach the Clouds, the basis of the 2008 Academy Award-winning documentary Man on Wire. His latest is Creativity, the Perfect Crime. Thank you, Philippe.
Oh, thank you.
Take care.